Hi, it's Ken Morgan here with a classic video presentation from South Plainfield Library. This week we have a triple feature for you. We've got three animated adaptations of stories by Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss, a.k.a. Ted Geisel, was no stranger to cartoons. He'd worked at Warner Brothers and for the U.S. Army during World War II, producing patriotic and propaganda cartoons. That was where he started to work with director Chuck Jones, with whom he'd later work on the classic TV cartoons of How the Grinch Stole Christmas and Horton Hears a Who. Our features for today were the next three adaptations for TV that were made based on his works. The first is The Cat in the Hat, based on his book originally published in 1957. Jones started work on this project with MGM until their animation unit was shut down, so he took it to DePatie Freleng Enterprises, co-founded by his former Termite Terrace colleague Friz Freleng. Alan Sherman, still fondly remembered for his comedy and parody songs in the early 60s, provides the cat's voice, with other voices provided by Dawes Butler and Thurl Ravenscroft. Our second feature is The Lorax, based on Seuss's environmental parable published in 1971 and filmed for broadcast the following year. Jones wasn't involved in this production, so Freleng took over the producing chores. Eddie Albert, who just finished his tenure at Hooterville on Green Acres, introduces the story, with Thurl Ravenscroft once again part of the voice cast. Now, in both of these programs, Dr. Seuss expanded the stories, since the originals were a bit too short to fill about 25 minutes of airtime. He also did it a bit for our third feature, but not as much. It's the anthology Dr. Seuss on the Loose, featuring three of his stories, The Sneetches, The Zacks, and Green Eggs and Ham. The voice cast here includes audio veterans Paul Winchell and Hans Conried, with Alan Sherman returning as the Cat in the Hat. It was his last project before his death in 1973. And all three of today's features have new songs, with lyrics by Dr. Seuss and music by composer Dean Elliott. Now, the first two programs were later remade as theatrical movies. There was the rather infamous live-action Cat in the Hat movie from 2003, and the better-received CGI version of The Lorax in 2012. But these TV versions are still beloved by those who grew up with them. Now, if you prefer a more recent movie, our new DVD showings are still going on here, on location, at the library. They're normally run on Monday and Wednesday afternoons. Space is limited, so you must pre-register. Be sure to check with us for the schedule. It's over on our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. You'll also find a list of our classic movie presentations there, with links to each movie. Please send your comments and suggestions to us through our Facebook page, email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or call us at 908-754-7885. Well, thanks again for watching and supporting this program. We really do appreciate it. And now, all originally shown on CBS TV, from 1971, here's The Cat in the Hat, and from 1972, here's The Lorax, and from 1973, here's Dr. Seuss on the Loose. Hope you enjoy them.